Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry Public Library Director Mary Murphy and Children's Librarian Suzanne Kessel. So Mary and Suzanne, thank you both for joining me today.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Suzanne, we'll start with you. First of all, you have an event coming up here that's called the Roundup at the Library. This could be any number of things. Why don't you tell us what it's about?
It's a Western theme. Was that one of your things you thought it might have been?
That was in the realm of possibility.
Okay. Well, if you'd guessed that, that would have been right. Each child that registers and comes will receive a free cowboy hat, and all the crafts and games and books and everything we do will be all about cowboys and rodeos and horses and all those things. So we will be starting on January 8th for the little 18 months to 3-year-olds at 10:15, and then on the 9th will be for the 4, 5s and families. Same time, 10:15. And then that Thursday is for our littlest guys, the Wee Wonders, for those birth through 17 months. They're not doing the roundup, but they get a free book every time they come.
All right, I was going to ask if you had little tiny cowboy hats.
Yes. Yes.
All right, so what sort of specific activities can people expect if they attend this event?
We will be doing a horse puppet. And I know we've got a couple games that are Western related. There's one craft that's kind of cool. It uses different colors of tissue paper, and it's a really pretty sunset. And then you see the silhouette of a cowboy on a horse in front of it. So that will be beautiful, I'm sure, by each of these little hands that make it.
Right. Now, also coming up here, you have your monthly Between the Pages group. What can you tell me about this next event?
Well, I'm kind of excited. ISU Extension came and told about some of the things that they have available. So they are going to host our next 2 Between the Pages. If you aren't familiar with that, it's usually the first Wednesday, but since children are still on break, we are skipping to the second one. So it'll be on the 9th. It's at 3:30, and the program they're going to be doing is called Super Sled, and it's going to be talking about friction. And so it's kind of a STEM-related program, and they are actually going to get to make their own super sleds, I was told. So all 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th graders are invited to come to this, and you even get a snack. I tell you, a program with a snack, what's better than that? So we want them to come.
All right. Now we will move on to Library Director Mary Murphy and talk about some of the adult programs. First of all, you have something that's for all ages, actually, and that's going on the entire month of January. What can you tell me about this?
We have created an amnesty program for people to get rid of their fines. Some people have fines and they can't check out anything because you have to have a fine balance of less than $5 to check out anything. So we're having this amnesty program, and how it works is you come to the library. There's a bookmark that you can use for your own, and the librarians keep bookkeeping track of your minutes. But for every 15 minutes that you read, your fines go down an hour. So sit in the chairs in front of the circulation desk and check in with the librarians, and they can read their fines away. This doesn't account for damaged or lost books, but you can read your fines away. So it's pretty cool.
For sure. Now, what brought about this program? Like, why did you decide that you wanted to do that?
Well, it's the new year, New Year's resolutions, and there are lots of kids that have fines and can't check out. And so we thought, if they enjoy reading, read and get your bookmark all checked for your time that you are reading, and you can pay down that balance with reading. So it works for everybody.
All right, for sure. Now, another thing you have coming up here is initial crafting. Now, what can you tell me about this? It sounds like it has to do with arts and crafts, but I could be wrong.
Oh, it has everything to do with arts and crafts, because I don't know if you've seen it, but on walls and decorations, people have their initials or their initial of your last name, and you can buy them already decorated. But this craft is taking an initial that's important to you and making it personal. For instance, I am going to take a J. There are three people in my family with J's in their names. But the J that I'm going to do is for my daughter, and she loves Harry Potter. So I am going to take the pages of a book and make this J. So if you register by the 10th, we will order the initial for you. But you should start thinking about how you want to craft yours. If it is for somebody who loves ballet or trucks, I saw the cutest one made out of Legos. So it's not just for the crafter, it's for who the crafter wants to do it for. We're only going to do one initial that night, but you can take the skill home or you can come for our Crafter Mondays and finish it.
All right. Now, a few more things to talk about here. First is your book clubs. This doesn't happen all the time, but you have two book club meetings this month.
Yes. Quarterly Classics meet every 3 months. The Quarterly Classics are reading Rob Roy by Sir Walter Scott. It's January 8th at 7 p.m. at the Carnegie Library Museum. And the Monthly Book Club is reading Amy Snow by Tracy Reese. And that is January 15th at 1 p.m. in the Clarion Room over at the Security Bank Building. So really looking forward to that.
Yeah, for sure. Now, what would you say to people to encourage them to give these book clubs a try?
You don't have to talk. You can come and enjoy the discussion. We'd like you to talk. I think the books have different purposes. The monthly book club usually picks something that is topical. We choose about 16 months out, and we always do the Dallas County Reads and the Iowa Reads in the monthly book club. But other than that, it's books that we think are interesting and that most of us haven't read. So it's somewhat outside our comfort zone, and I read things that I normally wouldn't read. And it's good, and you get different perspectives on it.
All right. Now, one last thing I want to ask you about today is at the end of January, that is the History of Carnegie Libraries in Iowa. I can guess what this is about, but why don't you tell us a little bit more?
Well, I was talking to Professor Shauna Stewart at the University of Iowa School for Library and Information Science. That's how you become a librarian. This is her area of expertise. She goes around and actually assesses libraries. She has a consulting side gig too, but she teaches at the University of Iowa's Library Science School, and she teaches about Carnegie Libraries and the history of libraries, which if you've lived in the United States all your life, you think libraries come with a town. We always have libraries. It isn't so all over the world. The libraries, in fact, in Perry started out as a subscription library, so you had to kind of join. It was a dollar, but a dollar in 1870 something was a lot of money. But you got the right to read all the books. And that's kind of how it is in other countries, that it's a membership that you join and you have the privilege then of checking out the books. Whereas in the United States, it's free. It's one of the things that usually municipalities provide for their citizens. Learning about Andrew Carnegie, his life is very interesting. He targeted municipalities and libraries and said that if you will pay for the upkeep and the salary for a librarian, he will build a library in that town. And that's how the Carnegie Library Museum got built in this town.
All right. Very interesting. And so when and where is that again?
That's January 29th at 6:30 at the library in the large meeting room. And the initial crafting is January 14th at 6:30.
All right. Well, Mary Murphy, Library Director at Perry, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Happy New Year. It's a new year. It's 2019. They're going so fast now.
For sure. All right. Well, thank you. And thank you, Suzanne, as well for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Mary Murphy and Suzanne Kestel. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.